You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy, you were front and center this time. You wanted to talk about wussification of America.
I'm a little fired up by an email we received, old DT, for Reed and his school. I think I'll probably just read it. I don't think I'll get in trouble for reading it.
Change a few words here and there.
Take out all the F-bombs.
You're right. We can debate the first sentence here, but it says, Colorado state law requires that your children come to school with sunscreen applied. Sunscreen applied, Dom. Colorado state law. And it must be reapplied every 2 hours. All children must bring sunscreen to school with their name labeled on the bottom. We don't want to mix up those sunscreens. They're going to help all children under 4 years old reapply, and children over four should reapply themselves with supervision. They're going to be updating the sign-up sheet, so you actually have to initial on the sign-up sheet when you drop your kid off that you applied sunscreen that morning. And if you do not want your children to wear sunscreen, you must provide them with a hat and anything else that could protect them from the vicious sun.
Like a little person to follow him around with an umbrella?
Yes, we need a little... let's see what else.
Can you go back to the first line real fast?
Yeah, Colorado state law requires that your children come to school with sunscreen.
That is wrong.
That's what I was thinking.
Colorado has no state-level legislation regarding sun protection for schools or child care centers.
Does it come down to like a county thing? Or I wonder if this is a...
What if the kid's like really pale?
A county thing.
Well, the line said Colorado law.
So does that cover all of Colorado, or can the counties change that?
I don't think it's Colorado law, though.
I don't know. Anyway.
Well, they're threatening.
So enough of that, though.
Enough of that. How did we ever survive going to school and growing up? And, yeah, without now having to have sunscreen applied every day when you go to school. And then having these poor teachers who are working their butts off trying to teach these kids math and reading. And in the middle of a book, they're like, hold on. We'll finish this book here in a few. Everybody, lube up.
And what if it's a rain day? What if they're not even going
outside? Or snow day?
Yeah.
But although the sun will come out on snow days and it'll burn your face off. Yeah.
So I had a friend of mine whose daughter was extremely sensitive to sun. She had very fair skin, you know, and she would burn very easily. And this friend told me that she would have to lather up her daughter before school. And then the mom, during her lunch break, would have to drive back to the school. Mm-hmm. To reapply sunscreen because the school wasn't allowed to put it on.
Well, I'm sure there's special cases. Like, I mean, let's be honest. I'm extremely white. My wife is extremely white. So we basically made a ghost. This poor little Reed, you can almost see through him. He's so white. I mean, he's a white little boy. And yeah, we worry about the sun issue. But throw some on in the morning when you get him dressed and call it a day. I don't see where it's necessary for these teachers to stop class to have all these kids put sunscreen on.
It's not like they're out there
cancer,
like
all that.
Sweating it off during story time.
No, but it's just it's the wussification. These kids can't even be outside now without having to put sunscreen on.
I mean, it's age preventative. They're gonna look great. When
my 5 year old looks like he's 10. He's just the sun has aged him.
You don't want him to look like little handbags, you know.
You know, you're not gonna get an argument from me.
I know you won't get an argument from me. But none of us ever did this.
But there are people who are aghast that we're even complaining about this. Like, don't you know what the sun will do to children?
We're protecting
you guys
them.
Must hate children if you don't want them to put on sunscreen.
Yeah, they're gonna prune up like a raisin.
I'm fine with doing it in the morning. Brush your teeth, put a little sunscreen on your face.
Really?
Go on with your day.
I guess.
Yeah, you smell all coconutty.
Isn't Reed big enough to put it on himself now anyway?
Yeah, he could do it himself.
All right, just to put it
with proper supervision. He's a bottle squeezer, so he could give that little extra squirt there. He gets up on the carpet. What? Trust me on this.
I don't like the Colorado state law. Like, that is almost like a threat, you know?
I don't know where they got that.
But it's not.
I know.
That's what kind of, like, dude, do your research if you're going to tell us to do something.
I say that, and now somebody's going to send me some sort of statute or whatever. But maybe. I was looking online, and I don't see it.
It has to be a big rule somewhere, then.
Does that mean it's a Colorado state law all the way up through high school? So there's going to be 18-year-old kids that have to apply sunscreen every 2 hours?
Right. This might be all the way through public schools.
Or, oh my God, is it a state law for us to have sunscreen?
What about
right
the
now?
Whole thing about there's not enough, kids aren't getting enough vitamin D anymore because of all this?
Oh, no, they're going to have to bring supplements.
Inside too much.
Right. So
Colorado state law requires that they take a multivitamin.
Supplements. Stop every 2 hours and take your Flintstones.
We're talking about the wussification of America. Although there's a website here that I've done all sorts of research on this since we started talking about it. And this one organization says, and I love this, I have to share it with you. Remind your child, slip, slop, slap, and slide.
Oh, hey. That sounds like my Friday night.
Sounds slip, like my slop, freshman year of college.
Slap and slide. Slip on clothing that covers your arms and legs. Slop on 30-plus broad-spectrum sunscreen and lip balm. Slap on a broad-brimmed hat and slide on wraparound sunglasses.
Oh, hey, that is styling. Man. These kids are never going to get a girlfriend.
Here's Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Hello, Marsha. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dom.
What's up?
You know, this smells of an email hoax.
No, it's not a hoax. It came right from the school. And it's not a Colorado state law. This, I've been doing research, too. It's actually come down from the Department of Human Services here in Colorado, where they just kind of issue some recommendations and guidelines. So I think the teacher misspoke as far as the state law, which she did, but it's not a hoax.
Yeah, I wish it was. It would have been a fun hoax.
Because this morning I was checking my emails, and I got a hoax email or a phishing email from USAA. Looks exactly like USAA website and everything.
You should be clicking on those links.
Yeah, don't click on that.
You should be clicking on emails that you don't know where they're
from. Don't click on that, Marsha. Stay away from that.
You're going to get identity.
Don't fall for the click.
I deleded it.
All right, good.
Good.
Listen, we got to run. This is not a hoax, but I'm sure it sounds like some to some people. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Okay, you guys take care and keep up the good work.
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Marsha.
If it was like an email from the school saying all your kids must come to school dressed as a piece of fruit on Monday, I could see maybe why you would question.
Also not that far-fetched.
Here's Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you want to add to this?
Okay, so we work for we have a before and after school kids program. It's child care. And we're governed by the state of Colorado, but it dwindles down into the districts. And so our licensing requires us to inform parents during the application process into our program. They do have to sign off on sunscreen protection, but we're the ones that have to provide the sunscreen. We have to provide it. They have to sign off on it. Huh. And we have to apply it throughout the day, throughout the summer. Oh, yeah, you name it.
Do you think this is stupid? Do you think it's stupid?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of parents that won't sign it. They sign, or they'll send a note with, and they'll deny us to apply sunscreen. You know, so then, yeah, what you guys were talking about is exactly true. Then they have to provide the needed material to keep them out of the sun. Yeah.
Do you have to do the sunscreen year round? So, like, in the middle of the cloudiest day of February, you have to apply sunscreen to some of these kids?
Yeah, no, nothing like that. Our licensing doesn't require that at all.
Well, I'll tell you, there's some good news out of all this, Cindy. And I'll tell you, the good news is that I'm at least encouraged by the fact that children are getting outside.
Yeah, there is that.
Thank God. Well, it's one of our pillars that we...
it's a pillar.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, well, get your butt outside and play.
Just because I have running shoes doesn't mean I run.
Listen, Cindy, I've got to run. Thank you for being on the show. Have a great day. Let's take some more calls quickly. Here comes Crystal. Hi, Crystal. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What do you want to say?
So my daughter's school sent out the exact same email as Jeremy's, and I challenged it, and it got to the point where they even said she will miss recess if you don't send her with a hat and sunscreen. And they had to get the Department of Human Services involved because I wasn't going to let my child miss recess because they want to require sunscreen because it was my choice.
So what happened?
Well, they got them involved, and then they sent out an email to all the parents saying, actually, this is just a suggestion. It's not the law.
So you won.
You fought the law.
Yeah, so that's a pretty generic letter that they're sending out.
It's kind of a CYA, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It is.
Crystal, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks for being on the show. Here comes Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
What do you say?
So, Jeremy, I just have to say, at least you were lucky enough to get the option. My granddaughter came home with the same notice, and they told us you need to supply the sunscreen because we have to apply this.
So you had to send a tube or a spray or
something? Well, no, we have to do that,
too.
Yeah, we've got to send a tube with his name on it. So he's taking a tube every day in his little backpack. He's got a big old bottle of sunscreen.
Banana bolt.
And I'm just waiting for it to blow up in there and make a mess all over everything. Because it's going to happen.
Well, yeah. And in the bottom of the backpack and everything on top of everything else. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A nice mess.
I'm glad you called. Cindy, have a great day.
Bye, Cindy.
Thank you. You too.
Get some sun. Here's Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi. Good morning.
What do you want to add?
I think it's a bit ridiculous that they're sending out those letters. My daughter, she goes to school. She hasn't received anything like that. However, I think every 2 hours is a bit ridiculous. I think maybe apply before recess would be more, I guess, it wouldn't hurt them. But
I wonder if you can OD on sunscreen.
Too much?
When is it too much sunscreen?
Yeah,
because you really are just pounding chemicals into your kids. So
yeah.
When is it too much SPF?
I think every
when they look like a mime.
Janet, thank you for calling. Appreciate you taking the time. Have a great day.
Is it just me, or does anybody else want to go the complete 180 and get Rita spray tan?
Make him look like a little Donald Trump.
Let's send him to school. Yeah, looking like Don Nuts.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.